Hello, and welcome to this introductory course on breathing, also known as pranayama. Before we begin, let's work on diaphragmatic breathing. This is a breathing technique that will lay the foundation for many other useful breathing techniques as you continue to explore the breath. To begin, try lying on your back with the knees bent. You may lie down on the floor, in your bed. Lying on the back is one of the easiest ways to access the diaphragm, the actual breathing muscle in our bodies. Now, during prolonged periods of stress, there is a phenomenon known as reverse breathing. In reverse breathing, this is what happens. As we inhale, we may notice the stomach pulls in, which the air that we are taking in actually gets stored up in the heart and around the chest. With diaphragmatic breathing, anatomically, what should happen is the breath in causes the belly to push out. So if you would just imagine a balloon in your stomach or a balloon behind the belly button, when you breathe in, the balloon inflates and your stomach will rise, the belly button will lift up towards the ceiling. The exhale is completely effortless, and as you exhale, the belly drops, the balloon deflates. To work on this breathing technique, again, lying on your back, you could also place your hands on your belly so that you can actually feel the rise and the fall of the stomach during this breathing technique. Now again, if you are reverse breathing, this might require just a little more mental effort in order to encourage the breath to move down low into the body. Simply stick with it, work on it, and like anything else, eventually it'll become just second nature. It'll happen naturally. So let's try it a couple of times before we move into the first meditation. Take a moment and get comfortable. Lying on the back, knees bent. Maybe put a pillow under your head or put a couple of pillows under your knees. Try placing your hands on your stomach. And now as you inhale through the nose or the mouth, notice what the stomach is doing. Is the stomach rising when you inhale, falling when you exhale? If the stomach is not moving at all, this is a sign that the breath is up in the chest and around the shoulders. Let's continue with diaphragmatic breathing, encouraging the breath to move low into the belly region. Inhaling, the stomach rises. Exhaling, the stomach softens and falls. There is a bit of effort on the inhale. Naturally, the breath is coming towards us, and naturally, there's a little bit of effort to inhale. Inhale, the breath moving into the nose or mouth, going down into the belly region. Let the belly round out as much as possible. And then exhale, let it go. Just continue working on this simple technique. Notice while you're doing this, if there are any gaps in the breath. By gaps, I mean, are you pausing after you inhale? Are you pausing after you exhale? It's common to find maybe a second or a two lapse between those rhythmic cycles of breath. When we begin practicing this particular breath, diaphragmatic breathing, take your time to iron out those gaps. Take your time to transition. So maybe it only takes just a fraction of a second to roll from your inhale to your exhale, and then from the exhale to the next breath in, trying to take out any gaps in the breath. That way you get this very fluid, wave-like motion with the breath in the body. Again, keeping it very low so that the belly continues to rise and fall with each inhale and each exhale. If you notice instinctively that the breath still wants to rise up into your chest, then let it do so. This is a familiar movement to the body, so we'll still allow the body to have that familiar sensation of the breath in the chest. However, allowing the breath to originate low in the body, then moving up into the chest. And this is actually a foundation for another breathing technique we'll explore. So let's try this just a few more times, breathing easy. And again, this is just a diaphragmatic breath. It is the foundation breath, our foundational breathing technique that we use to come into a lot of different meditative breathing sessions. Inhale down into the belly, round out the belly. Exhale, soften the stomach. Inhale through the nose or the mouth. Just a couple more breaths like this. Once you feel that your body has adopted this movement in the belly, you're ready to move on to our foundational breathing and pranayama practice. Thank you for joining me. Have a beautiful day.